Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
It's time for a Zach attack.
Zach attack. All right, Steve, he's ready, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Zach will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready, Taryn.
How many railroads are on a Monopoly board?
4.
Correct. What Asian country is the leading producer of automobiles?
Japan?
No.
China.
Correct. What TV series is abbreviated SOA?
Sons of Anarchy.
Yes. Who is pictured on the U.S. Purple Heart Medal?
Ooh, pass.
How many continents have native penguins?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4?
Yes. What is the nickname of the killer in the Saw franchise?
Jigsaw?
Yes. Dermatology studies what part of the human body?
Skin.
Correct. Which professional athlete is Posh Spice married to?
David Beckham.
Correct. Which historic distillery is in Lynchburg, Tennessee?
Is that Jack Daniels?
It is. How many phases of the moon are there?
Are there 4?
No.
6?
No.
9?
Nice, but no. Who is pictured on the U.S. Purple Heart Medal?
Is it George Washington?
It is! Holy doodle, Zach attack indeed. You got 9.
Holy doodle. What's
holy
that?
Doodle.
Zach, you made her say holy doodle.
Relative of Yankee
Doodle.
That's
a doodle. New one, Taryn. Yeah. I like that.
Holy doodle?
Holy doodle.
What decade are you
I
from?
Don't know. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready? Yeah, daddy, let's go.
Doodle, let's go.
How many railroads are on a Monopoly board?
4.
Correct. What Asian country is the leading producer of automobiles?
That would be the country?
Asian country, yes.
Doodle.
No.
Japan?
No.
China?
Yes. What TV series is abbreviated SOA?
Sons of Anarchy.
Correct. Who is pictured on the U.S. Purple Heart Medal?
Oh, crap. Washington.
Yes. How many continents have native penguins?
Oh, that would be 3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Yes. What is the nickname of the killer in the Saw franchise?
Doodle.
No.
Jigsaw.
Yes. Dermatology studies what part of the human body?
The skin.
Yes, sir. What professional athlete is Posh Spice married to?
That's Doodle Beckham?
No.
David Beckham.
Yes, David Beckham. Which historic distillery is in Lynchburg, Tennessee?
Oh, Sam Adams?
No.
Tennessee. Oh, Jack Daniels.
Yes. How many phases of the moon are there?
There are 5.
No.
6.
No.
4.
No.
Damn it.
With time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you got a score of 9, and that's a fair game you just played, but it's a tie. 9 to 9.
Holy
Doodle.
Congratulations on a
doodles,
nice
we tied
tie.
Again.
Zach, what the hell's going on here?
Zach, how many times have you tied
Steve.
Him?
I think it's like 6 or 7 at this point.
Oh my goodness.
You tie Zach more than anyone else.
That's
Holy
our thing.
Doodle.
That's our thing. Did he get the same ones right? Or
he got the same one wrong. Yeah. He got the number of phases of the moon. There are 8.
8.
Very good job on both of your parts, though. So close to a perfect 10.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it's pretty slick because you can leave us a voice message whenever you please. Every day we check the messages, and some prove to be rather interesting, Steve.
Somebody missed a concert recently, and his message is just great.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Linkin Park.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
It would be such a treat to wake up to a voice message from you. And you can go to the Odyssey app and make that happen anytime, day or night. Steve Miggs, what are the voice messages all about today?
All right, that should got our first voice message.
Hey, are you guys going to make those Thanksgiving Day shirts or what?
Wow. I've never owned a Thanksgiving Day shirt in my life.
The things that people hold on to that we say that are completely stupid makes my entire morning.
I thought a good idea would be to donate some of the proceeds to like a food bank during Thanksgiving. So maybe that way there's a charitable side to it. But if you make them, let us know because I'm definitely getting one. And sorry, Megs, candy yams, they suck.
They do.
Enough with this narrative that candy yams suck. I think a lot of people have not even tried them and they try and act like as if they're not good.
I just have to say, if we make a Thanksgiving Day shirt, there can be no candy yams on
the
I'm
going to be dancing on the candy
no,
yams.
No, you are not. I'm going to be vomiting the candy yams.
One of our buddies did whip up. It all stemmed from somebody saying that we don't show love to Thanksgiving. So we're like... So we jokingly mentioned that we should make a Thanksgiving Day shirt. And one of our buddies whipped up a design, which is pretty funny. Danny's got a turkey leg. I don't think I'm dancing on candied yams. I think I'm juggling a football and a pumpkin, if I remember correctly. In this. And then you're dancing on a pumpkin pie.
On a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, and it says the Daily Mix Show. And I don't know if it even says Happy Thanksgiving, but that'd be kind of fun. We should run that by Ryan Castle. Like, if we made the shirts and they went to a good cause.
Ryan loves a silly idea.
He does love stupid ideas. And I'd say that this is right up there of being, I don't know any other radio show that has a Thanksgiving Day shirt.
We'll be the first.
All right, let's make it happen, which means that we probably won't. All right, here's our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Daily Mix Show. So I bought a ticket last Friday to go see Bret Michaels. Well, here, well, I thought it was on Saturday. So by the time Saturday came around, I realized I missed the show. Has this ever happened to you guys? Have a good day.
So he bought the ticket on the day the show was happening, because last Friday was October 3rd.
Yes.
It's my birthday, and I remember my buddy was trying to get me to go see Bret Michaels, and I'm like, brother, that's my birthday. The last thing I think I want to do is celebrate my birthday at a Bret Michaels concert.
Why, Steve?
I don't know. Hanging out with my kid and my wife, enjoying some good family time, or hanging out with like 70-year-old crusty rockers.
I heard it was nothing but a good time.
Okay. A lot of people were talking dirty to each other. Actually, I did see some footage from it. It looked like a lot of fun. There was a half second of FOMO. I'm like, no, I'm happy with my family. This is a good time.
Have you ever done what he did, though? Bought it and went on the wrong day?
Yes.
No!
I got something and didn't realize until the next day that we completely missed it. I got tickets. This is so dumb. But we got tickets to see Peppa Pig's live show. At McCall Hall, of all places, with a meet and greet.
No, you upgraded to the meet and greet?
Yes.
You're going to meet the pig herself?
Yes. So my wife and I, we got them, of course, for Tatum, and we're like, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, you had to clarify. For Tatum. It wasn't just for him and his wife.
No, it's for my wife, Danny. Tatum was just coming just so it wouldn't be weird. And then I looked at my phone, and I don't know why the alert didn't go off. And I'm like, babe. Different type of pig. But babe, we missed the Peppa Pig show. And she's like, no, we didn't. I'm like, it was yesterday. And both of us just had a laugh like, well, I didn't really want to go anyway.
Kind of dodged a bullet.
Not the end of the world. And Tatum never brought it up, so we were in the clear. What about you?
I'm going to remind her.
You better not.
I would never. ever. I don't think I ever have. There have been instances where, like, the universe for years just didn't want me to see Weezer. I had Weezer tickets, like, three different times, and something came up, something gnarly happened, and I wasn't able to go. But then I finally got to see Weezer last year, and it was worth the wait.
There have been times where I didn't buy a ticket, but then I saw some band play it. I went on social media, and I was like, oh, crap, Weezer played last night. I totally meant to go see that show, and I didn't even get tickets.
Mm. We need, like, a personal assistant.
Danny, have you ever bought tickets and then completely forgot about the show?
No, I'm more of the same than what you just said. It's like there's a lot of times that I don't even know bands are coming. There's a band, like, there's a pop-punk band called Cartel that just played Alcor Zone the other night, and I was like, didn't even know that happened, but I would have loved to have been there.
Dude, there was an artist, Amigo the Devil, who I love. I tried to turn you on to him. I'm not sure if you like him or not, but I really love his music, and I wanted to go see him. And I remember recently I was listening to his music. I'm like, I need to see this guy live. And I went online to see when he was playing, and he played like that weekend.
Oh, at, brutal.
In Tacoma. And I was like, you got to be freaking. I missed him? I'm an idiot. We got another voice message from that same guy.
Same guy?
Morning again. In regards to the Bret Michaels mishap that I did, so I spent Saturday night playing cornhole and listening to Poison. Well, at least I had that.
At least we had cornhole and Poison.
What a terrible thing to do.
No, who doesn't love cornhole and Poison?
I don't, that sounds so dirty, and I know it's not, but it's...
I've been dealt a bad hand in life. I could say things that I mean completely innocent. When I say them and it comes out of my mouth, I recognize it as well. I'm like, that did sound kind of creepy.
The Daily Migs Show.
We will be at the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk happening this Saturday down at Pier 62 in Seattle. Rain or shine, you guys, we're going to be walking for a great cause. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we are trying to raise as much money as possible to support the American Cancer Society. So you can sign up and join us for the stroll at KISW.com, or while you're there, make a donation to support the cause.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That Mariners win yesterday. Worth the wait from that rain delay, by the way. And we ended up getting this voice message through the Odyssey app about it.
Hey, guys. My wife and I are watching the Mariners game. Go Mariners. But she's been giving me since game two, since I've been wearing my bright Kings Court Felix Hernandez t-shirt.
I forgot about that shirt. The Kings Court, the gold one.
Those were sick.
I always get fired up when I still see people rocking those over at T-Mobile Park.
Absolutely.
Do you remember that sea of them when he had that no-hitter?
So magical.
Oh, so great. I don't blame this guy.
And I'm telling her, you know, it's only crazy if it doesn't work.
True.
And it's working. So let's go Mariners. But what about you guys? What are your thoughts? Any superstitions? What are you guys doing to help the Mariners win? Love the show.
Well, I have been saying every single day since the very beginning of the season,
this is our year.
So that's your superstition?
Yes.
Okay.
What about you, Steve?
Well, mine has something to do with you.
Oh,
so,
no.
And I'm not usually a superstitious person, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get in on this. Let's have some fun. This has been a crazy year full of like the lore of the Seattle Mariners fans, I think, has just been on a whole other level this year. People doing the craziest S for the team.
Mm-hmm.
So for my birthday, you got me a nice pair of Mariners socks.
I did.
And I wore them during game two, the game that they won. So I was like, okay, that was cool. I should wear them yesterday. And I wore them yesterday. Mm-hmm. And what happened to the team? They won.
It's working, Steve.
So what do you think?
You're wearing them today?
Oh. Danny, take a look at this.
Yeah.
Look how flexible I am.
Now, are you washing them, or are you like taking the superstition to another level and you're not washing them?
Hell no, you don't wash them. You can't wash the good luck off. No, yes, I have washed them. But now I'm in that dilemma. Like yesterday, you know, I wore them, and then Danny and I were going to see the band Turnstile, and I'm like, I don't have, and Tatum had to go swing by, you know, kindergarten. I was playing with Tatum, and in my back of my mind, I'm like, I need to get home to wash my socks.
For the next day.
So, like, right before I left to go meet up with Danny at WAMU Theater, I threw them in the washing machine. And then when I got home last night, threw them in the dryer and made it a point. Like, I'm doing laundry at, like, 11 at night.
Wait, was your entire load of laundry one pair of socks?
And a T-shirt.
I love that so much.
So, I'm like, but, yeah, if I don't wash them, I'm still going to have to wear them.
Yeah, you have to.
Right.
Oh, well, it's working, obviously.
Yeah. Danny, are you doing anything for the Mariners, or are you just like going to watch them lose and you're okay with that?
No. Wow, Steve. No, I have my Mariners hat, but I switched it out. I mean,
you have a lot of Mariners
hats. I have a lot of Mariners caps. I mean, it's one of my like guilty pleasures is to buy baseball hats, and especially now that I have the Mariners, I'm like, I just buy them in every single color. So, you know, that's...
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this text message. It's so great. My girlfriend thinks I'm nuts, but I'm only drinking Rainier and when the Mariners are ahead. And when they are losing, I switch to water.
Oh, he could get, was he hammered last night?
I was going to say, yesterday you must have been just wasted all nine innings. They were ahead.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Maybe try the big dump rail, too. That could be a good one.
Yes.
You need to switch it up.
Swing it over to... Well, now you can't. You have to have Rainier.
Oh, I know. You're right.
Right.
You're right. These superstitions, they're only weird if they don't work.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're probably all doing something on the superstitious level right now for our Seattle Mariners. Maybe it's breaking out the Lucky Felix shirt, wearing some Mariners socks like our friend Steve Miggs.
Crushing beers all game.
Lighting your rally candles, whatever it might be. It's only dumb if it's not working. 206-803-ROCK. Call now and tell us what you are doing to help out our Mariners. Call now and tell us what your Mariners superstition is. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. Steve Miggs, it feels like everyone is pulling their weight right now to help the Mariners win. So we want you to call now and tell us, what is your Mariners superstition at the moment? What are you doing to help the Mariners win? Call 206-803-ROCK. Tony in Bremerton, what are you doing to help the Mariners win these days?
So I was going through an old storage unit, and I found one of my old Mariners hats when I was like 16, 17 years old. And we ended up going to Star Wars night, and I bought a hat from there. But it's hidden so long. Like, I had the hat. I abused it for, like, years. I mm-hmm. sweated in it, and it was just disgusting. And then when I first refound it just recently, had mold all over it and everything. And I ended up pre-washing it just to wear it.
Yep.
And it still kind of looks disgusting and beat up. But ever since I started wearing it, the runs from the hat, and I swear, I couldn't find it a couple of days ago. And it was the very first, our very first playoff loss. So
we have you to blame. It's your fault.
Thanks for finding that hat, Tony.
You wear that moldy cap.
Yeah, you got to. Thanks for that. Also glad he washed it.
Screw it. Wear that moldy cap.
206-803-ROCK. Bob, you are in Puyallup this morning, and we want to know, what are you doing right now to help the Mariners win?
Well, you know, I've lived in the Puyallup area 56 years. I'm 56 years old. Steve knows who I am. I've been a fan the whole time. And I do what I do every single year, and that's just figure they're going to lose and see what happens.
That is like the truest Mariners fan way of thinking.
It totally is.
It was even like that. Remember when we left the game on, was it last Saturday?
Yes.
When they lost, and you could just like, you felt that energy in the streets of Seattle, like everyone was like, "Well, the series is done. This is exactly what we expected. Why would we want anything more from the Seattle Mariners?"
All too familiar.
Yeah. Somebody texted at 206-803 Rock said, "I've been wearing the same Julio jersey all postseason. It's never been washed, and my wife is not too pleased about that."
Ooh, smelly.
Oh man, if they go to the World Series, we're talking about we're going into November. Then.
Holy cow. That thing's going to reek.
Yeah. Another person says, "I have to high-five my dog every time the Mariners score."
Oh, shout out to the pup.
Poor puppy's paws yesterday, though.
Eight runs.
Someone says, I rewatched the 95 double every morning before work. It just puts me in the right mindset.
Oh, I love that.
And now we have a new double.
We do.
We've got the Julio double.
I just am curious, when are the two of you, Danny and Steve, going to grow a mustache?
I know you're trying to get me to do this on Saturday night, like because we're hanging out with our new friends, Kyle and Ashley. And
yes.
Kyle had a beard and apparently shaved it that day so it would be a mustache. But then they lost, so he needs to have the beard back.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I've just never seen either of you with a mustache, so I'm really curious to know what it would be like.
I don't know if you want to see Danny or I with mustaches. I don't think either one of us will look very presentable.
I want to see it so bad.
There was one time that I grew, and it was just because I hadn't shaved in a while. And so then I went and shaved, but I shaved everything but the mustache, and I took a picture, and I was like, "This is the grossest thing I think I've ever seen."
You creeped yourself out?
Yeah.
I did it once in college. I had a goatee as well, and I showed it to my wife. And then one time I was like, I was growing some facial hair for some reason. I can't remember what it was for. And then I shaved the beard part, and I still had the mustache. And my wife, and she's just like, "You look so greasy and so disgusting, and you better not ever do that again."
Ooh.
And I was like, "Okay." And then I was like, "Well, why?" And she's like, "Do you want me to kiss you ever?" I was like, "Yes. Let me go get the razor." It's not a good look.
All right. Well, in support of your wife, I won't make you grow the mustache.
I don't even think the Mariners want us to do that.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could take down Steve Migs this morning? Maybe you were tuned into the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 to collect three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. Steve's record, 317 wins, 104 losses, and 89 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.